Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, the only arena where 15 ancient wisdom traditions compete for the championship belt of your undivided attention. And nobody goes home with a trophy, just a slightly more honest Tuesday.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been more devoted to the story of my life than to the actual living of it, what have I missed? That could mean what slipped by while I was composing myself for an imaginary audience, or is there a self underneath the narration? Or the sharpest version? What specifically, on what specific Tuesday did I miss? Let's sit with that. So we have 15 traditions taking a swing at this, and what strikes me immediately is that almost nobody says you missed the big stuff. Nobody says you missed your wedding or a career pivot. They all point at something embarrassingly small. Judaism says the candle at Shabbat, the specific warmth against your actual cheekbones in that specific light before dark. Islam says the cup of water your hand lifted and the water was enough and you didn't notice. Existentialism names a Tuesday in February, kitchen window, coffee cup, a moment that was briefly unbearable with beauty, and you were there physically composing the caption for it instead of drinking it.
And that's what makes the question uncomfortable rather than just sad. It's not a bucket list problem. You didn't miss Patagonia. You missed the Tuesday you were already inside. The cynics put it plainest: the sun on your face at 2 p.m., the dog who wanted nothing from you but your actual presence. You built a monument to a self that was too busy being commemorated to show up. And the pop culture oracle, which today hands us the "this is fine" dog sitting calmly in a burning room, for once that meme actually earns its keep. The story you keep curating might be the exact fire you keep not noticing.
Here's where traditions really split. Buddhism and Vedanta go somewhere almost nobody else goes. They say you missed nothing, and they mean it structurally. Buddhism says the moment you were narrating yourself through was already the whole sky, already complete. And here's why that's not just comfort talk. It reframes the question entirely. Buddhism doesn't think there was a room you failed to enter. There was no container called your life that the story kept you out of. Vedanta goes further. You are the watcher, not the character. The missing happened to a person in the story. You are not that person.
Which is either the most liberating answer in the room or the most convenient one, depending on your tolerance for non-duality before noon. Because Stoicism is standing right next to those two and saying something that sounds similar but is completely different. The Stoics aren't saying you missed nothing. They're saying you spent the irreplaceable on the counterfeit. The hour was yours. The story of whether you're the kind of person who showed up for it was never yours. That distinction matters. Stoicism still wants you to act. The Vedantine might just watch you not act, peacefully.
Taoism gives the most quietly devastating image. You've been pressing chapters into the bellows since the morning you decided your life needed to make sense. So when something real enters the room, you're already translating it. That's the specific mechanism. You file the moment before it finishes landing. And Sufism, 14 words, the shortest answer in the room, just says, the cup was full at 3 a.m. when you were writing the sentence about how empty you were. I've reread that 4 times. It doesn't get less sharp. The Epicurean story of Metrodorus and the slave Bion drawing water from the well and standing together in the already warm air saying almost nothing, that morning never became anything. The water was cold and it was enough and then it was gone. That's the whole argument.
And absurdism closes with maybe the most honest moment in the episode. It says, I confess I have done this too. Narrated my own grief before I finished feeling it. That's Sartre's error. Aestheticizing the nausea rather than simply being nauseated. The rock doesn't care about your memoir. Push it anyway. What I like about that is the tradition isn't standing outside the problem, diagnosing you. It's in it with you. Hinduism uses Arjuna at the battlefield, almost dropping his bow. Not from laziness, but from being too attached to how the battle would reflect on him. The deed was always waiting. The question is whether you trust the draw. enough to release.
What the traditions leave us with isn't guilt about the past. It's a kind of Tuesday-level alertness. The water in the cup right now, the light on the wall happening without your permission. Come back tomorrow. The question of the day is already up at thegodshow.us, and it will find you wherever you are.
Thegodshow.us is a free daily multilingual show. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts. And if it's doing something useful in your week, share it with someone who has been composing themselves for an imaginary audience. You know who they are. You might be them. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Today, 15 traditions pointed at the same unremarkable Tuesday and called it your life. The Sufi did it in 14 words. The Epicurean did it with a cup of water. The Buddhist said you missed nothing, and somehow that was the hardest thing to hear. Go drink something cold. Notice that it is cold. That is the whole assignment. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.